You're listening to the RF Sports Show.
RF Sports Show.
Live and on
Deep In Radio.
Happy holidays from Deep In Media.
I got up this morning late again, rushing, trying to get to the station. Didn't have time to fix coffee or breakfast or even grab a lunch. And I jumped in my car and realized, I don't even have gas. I stopped by the Texaco in DeSoto on Hampton and Pleasant Run, walked in, and immediately thought, this can't be a gas station. And I was right. It was Maryland's Fine Foods. The friendly staff there was able to give me a fresh-made breakfast from scratch, also a gourmet box lunch, and not to mention a tank of gas, too. I got to work and had an awesome day, and then thought my family would love to have a break from fast food. So I went online to Maryland's Fine Foods and placed an order for my entire family. And you know what? When I got to DeSoto, it was hot and ready for me to pick up on my way in. Trust me, guys, you got to try Maryland's Fine Foods, located in DeSoto at Hampton Road and Pleasant Run. Give them a call at 972-274-1070. That's 972-274-1070. Or try them online at marylandsfinefoods.com.
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
The odds of a young girl being discovered by an industry insider while singing to herself pumping gas? 1 in 300 million. The odds of the daughter of a clergyman from Severn, Maryland spending 11 weeks at number one on the U.S. singles charts? 1 in 19 million. The odds of going on to win 6 Grammy Awards? 1 in 1.4 million. The odds of selling over 40 million records? 1 in 800,000. The odds of this musician and performer having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 110. I'm Joni Braxton, and I encourage you to learn the signs of autism at AutismSpeaks.org. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Breaking down sports.
On the breakdown.
I'm just going to come out and say it, man. San Francisco is lousy. I'm sorry, man. They are terrible. I mean, if you're going to tell me that prior to this game, if I said this to you, DG, prior to this game, hey, man, Vernon Davis, he's going to catch one pass. Frank Gore, he's going to average about 2 yards a clip. You just thought Cowboys win this one going away. Instead, they had to make up a 2-touchdown deficit. Okay. They had to deal with an injury to their starting and controversial quarterback, Anthony Romo. And then in typical San Francisco 49er fashion, the cornerback covering Miles Austin falls down. And Austin takes off and goes 58 yards, I believe it was. And that changed everything.
Watch this. It's Breakdown.
Cutting edge sports talk.
Heard only
on Deep In Radio.
DeepInMedia.net.
This is Media Networks.
DeepInMedia.net.
Call us right now.
214-699-1942.
Get interactive on the DeepIn Media Network.
RF Sports Show.
Talking sports from a fan's perspective.
This is
Media Network.
Fisher giving you in-depth analysis of every Dallas Mavericks home game. This is
Deep In Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to the Mavericks post-game show. I'm your host, Rock Fisher. I'll be joined by my co-host, Royce Fisher, here in just a sec. The Mavericks lose a heartbreaking game tonight after hitting a big three-pointer for Vince Carter to give them the lead. With 1.4 seconds left to go, you had Kevin Durant sinking a three-pointer. Wide open three-pointer to win the game. Mavericks lose 104 to 102 and now dropped to 0-3 on the season. Let me bring on Royce real quick. Royce, how are you tonight, sir?
Hey, Rodney, man. I'm like all these other Mavericks fans. They finally gave us something to cheer about. And at the same time, we got a hard broke. What a great shot by Kevin Durant. You got to give it to him, man. But everybody in America knew that he was going to get the ball. Why wouldn't you stop Kevin Durant?
Yeah, we're going to talk about that here next. Let's look at the whole game as a whole. It was a really heartbreaking game because they came out, they played like, you know what, maybe they really just needed to get on the road. Maybe they could finally get a win. Now they dropped to 0-3. Oklahoma City Thunder, they improved to 4-0. And this is a team they're going to have to play all the time. Dirk had a great night, 29 points, 10 rebounds, 4 assists. And in their first quarter, if we could start there, they jumped out to their biggest lead of the game, of the season, really. They had a 12-point lead. They were up 17-5, and they let Oklahoma City get right back into it in that first quarter as well.
Yeah, you know, and they finished that quarter up by 1 point, but they scored 29 points. That's the most I've seen them score in the first two games in the first half. And I'm like you, Ryan. I did see some vintage Mavs basketball. They looked a lot better than they did the first two games. Unfortunately, they came up short, but a great effort. I saw Carlisle do a great job with the lineup. I saw some potential in this team.
And Carlisle, again, has been toying with that lineup pretty much. This tonight he started with Dirk Nowitzki, Brendan Haywood, Delonte West, Sean Marion, and Jason Kidd as his starting lineup. And with that lineup, they were able to get that lead. And I thought the defense had picked up for him just looking at the first quarter. They had six turnovers. Well, Oklahoma City had six turnovers at the 7:45 mark, which is a good sign for the Mavericks because you saw the first two games, they didn't play a lot of defense.
Yeah, and you're right. You know, they did play better defense. Of course, now they had three turnovers in the first 5 minutes, but they jumped out, like you said, to 11-2 run. And that was good for the Mavericks to get out ahead, but unfortunately, turnovers were costly. You know, kept Oklahoma in the game. Oklahoma had quite a few, too.
And we saw Sean Williams, who had a good spark, I guess, off the bench last game when they lost to the Denver Nuggets. He came in during the first quarter, only played 4 minutes in the game, but did contribute 2 points. We didn't really see him for the rest of the game, only because he got into so much foul trouble early. He's one of those guys that if his head's not in the game, he's going to foul a lot. But he did provide some type of spark when he came in the first quarter.
And you're absolutely right. That monster dunk he had, man, I mean, that really sparked the team. But you're right. He's prone to fouls. He stayed in foul trouble. If he can stay out of foul trouble, he'll be a big improvement off the bench. And I saw better play off the bench, you know, compared to the last two games. I do have some stats if we ever get into that. Of what these guys are producing offensively and as far as rebounds. But we saw Naimi play a big game tonight.
Right.
And Brandon Haywood played better.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to get into the stats and also get into what's coming up for the Mavs. They got a game tomorrow night back here in Dallas against the Toronto Raptors. We'll be doing a post-game show then live from the American Airlines Center. But let's go to the second quarter. So they end the first quarter up by 1 point, 29-28. Really the first time the Mavericks have ended a quarter with any lead this season in the first three games. They get into their second quarter, and they allow the Oklahoma City Thunder to outscore them by 5 points in that second quarter. And what I thought was the biggest difference was when they came out, they had a different lineup. They had a bigger lineup when they started the second quarter. They had Dirk, Vince Carter, Lamar Odom, Jason Terry, and Yan Mahimi, who played a lot of minutes tonight, as you alluded to. And that bigger lineup caused some problems early on, but they kept letting Oklahoma City get back in the game and end out the quarter strong.
Well, yeah, Mahimi didn't do a good job protecting the middle. They let too many guys drive up the middle and too many easy shots. And at one point I saw Westbrook drive the whole length of the court uncontested right by Dirk, right by Mahimi and make a layup. And they didn't close out that half very good either.
Yeah, I didn't think they closed out the half good at all. And it showed. I mean, if you look at what they did, they allowed Oklahoma City to shoot 65% in the first half, you know, and that's been their problem all season, letting these teams shoot over 60%, over 50%, and they really just had a relaxed defensive state of mind in that second quarter. They ended up going into halftime down by four, 56-52. Dallas, on the other hand, was only shooting 42% in the first half, and it was that miscommunication, that turnovers that they started having.
Right,
you saw Trump, you saw Jason Terry and Dirk had that miscommunication going for that loose ball in the corner, where Dirk tries to get the loose ball, ends up hitting it off of Terry. You just saw that they still don't have that cohesiveness as a unit that they had all last season.
And it was a breakdown defensively, too. They didn't play very good defense in that second quarter either. Like I said, they allowed too many easy baskets, allowed Oklahoma to get back in the game and the crowd to get back in the game. But they did finish out the half real close, which is good. And that's one thing we hadn't seen out of this team going into halftime this close in the game.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the last time they went to halftime, the first two games, they were down by 30-plus.
30 points, right.
Yeah, down by 30-plus the last two games they went to halftime. They're going into half, come out in the third quarter, and I thought the most interesting thing in the third quarter I saw, and I don't know if you saw it too, but Brendan Haywood made a shot for Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
On the tip ball.
But you know, they did start out pretty good. They went on a 12-2 run the first half of it. But Oklahoma had so many turnovers, 20 turnovers led to 28 Dallas points. You know, I thought that was good. But then they let Oklahoma come back on a 13-3 run.
And that was the thing, the 13-3 run to end the third quarter. Plus, you add on to the top of that, they still continue to struggle late in the quarter. They let Daquan Cook hit that three-pointer from the corner at the end of the game, at the buzzer of the third quarter. You know, and they kept allowing it to happen at the end of those quarters, and I guess we should have saw it coming throughout the whole game, but they could not close out the quarters.
And, you know, last year, that was the problem Dallas had, was closing out quarters, and it always came down to the fourth quarter, you know, to come back and win. They have to find a way to finish strong. You know, and that's the most important part of a quarter is how you close out the quarter.
Right.
So they have to find a way to do this. And they started picking up a little bit better defensively. Like I said, I saw a lot. Brendan Haywood played a lot better. And we did get some offense from Bahimi and Brendan Haywood.
Yeah, we did. We definitely finally got some offense from both the Maverick centers. Now, they ended that quarter. The Dallas Mavericks scored 24 points. The Oklahoma City Thunder scored 22 points. So they did win that quarter, although they went into the fourth quarter down by 78-76. We start the fourth quarter with the – and that's when the game kind of got a little more tougher, no more technical fouls. They started out with the double tech between Delonte West and James Harden. That started out the whole quarter before they even got started. And then you saw more technical fouls when Vince Carter and Serge Ibaka got into a little tussle right there at half court. And when they came out, they kept giving up the same three to Cook, the same three that he hit from the corner to end the third quarter. He hit the same shot again with the first shot in the fourth quarter. And I saw then that the defense was starting to get relaxed around the perimeter.
Right, and exactly. With all this confusion going on, the Thunder went on a 21-5 run. You know, and that was that became a problem for the Mavericks in the fourth quarter, because not only did they have to win the game, they had to come back from that deficit of 21-5 run, you know, and then fight their way back. But I thought the defense picked up better in the fourth quarter. They gave themselves a chance to win, but turnovers in this game. And Rodney, it's something about when the Mavericks go to Oklahoma City. The officiating, man, I mean, I have questions about that.
Mm-hmm.
And I had some questions in that fourth quarter. A lot of calls did not go Dallas' way.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, the biggest call, I think, that didn't go his way was that cheap foul on Dirk that they called.
Right.
That cheap foul on Dirk led to that technical, which gave them the 99-96 lead with Oklahoma City having the ball.
Same thing last year with Dallas played Oklahoma. Every time they went to Oklahoma won with the help of the refs, you know, and it always had to come back to Dallas. But I thought the officiating kind of went down. And like I said, I did see some vintage Dallas Mavericks. I saw what this team can do. And I was glad they gave themselves a chance to win. And that, how big was that three by Vince Carter?
Oh, that was big. That was big. You know, I want to talk a little bit about also two and a fourth quarter. That second unit for Oklahoma City. We talked about the Mavericks having a deep bench last season to help them get to a title. But that second unit for Oklahoma City, they came out and did their job. They did their job.
They can be some starting fives, man. These guys, I mean, that second unit they have is great. We used to have a second unit like that. And I don't know if this team is totally different, but I saw the possibilities we can have if these guys come out and play. But they were rusty. I saw that. But I did see signs of a good team, too.
And the Russell Westbrook got the going 0-13 the night before, having the whole world talking about this fight between him and Kevin Durant on the bench during the second half.
Right.
And he comes out and finally decides to get out of his shooting slump in the fourth quarter. He had the crowd chanting Russell, the people getting behind him, and he started making some tough shots. He got that dunk and got the foul from Terry on the steal from Dirk when Perkins knocked the ball out of Dirk's hand. You saw him hitting some jump shots, contested and wide open jump shots. And then you got late in that fourth quarter, and again, the Mavericks started making turnovers, starting with Sean Marion. On the inbounds pass, made a turnover trying to get the ball inbounds. I mean, once I saw that, I knew they were kind of unraveling. But like you said, they hung in there. Vince Carter makes a huge three-pointer at the 11-second mark, but leaves 1.4 seconds left on the clock.
Right. And Rodney, what I wrote down from the third and fourth quarter, repeatedly over and over and over, was turnovers. Turnovers killed the Mavs tonight. Had they not had this many turnovers and played just a little bit better defense, they would have won this game. And actually, when Vince Carter hit that shot, I cheered because it was finally I had something to cheer about.
Right.
And number two, they had better. The ball rotation was there. They swung the ball like the old Mavs, like they did in the playoffs. That's how they got back in this fourth quarter and gave themselves a chance. And, it was better shooting. Guys were hitting shots where they were missing the first three quarters, And the big men had improved, It took two or three guys to do it, but they did have some presence in the middle.
With that shot by Vince Carter, gave them a one-point lead. I thought it was really gutsy to take that three-pointer because the two would have tied the game, sent them into overtime.
Right.
But you allow Vince Carter, as bad of a night as he had shooting, he was only – 3-for-8 in field goal attempts, 2-for-3 from the three-point line, with 1-3 being that big three that he made. Only had 8 points in the game, but yet Dirk gives the ball to him to make that big shot. I thought that was critical. I mean, they go for the win, and you can't be mad at that.
Right, and if they could have had somebody with the defensive presence Stevenson had, and we see how much we miss his defense. It would have been a totally different game. But like you said, Westbrook found tonight to come alive. I don't know what happened on that sideline that got him going. But, he didn't play good the first three quarters. But, that's Oklahoma City.
Absolutely.
And what killed me was how you let Kevin Garnett, Durant, get open.
Last shot. I want to talk about that because I thought what was kind of interesting was, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like Delonte West was in at first to start
on the inbounds
play. Then they put
he pulled him out and put in
Brandon Haywood.
Right.
And he had Sean Marion sticking Kevin Durant on the inbounds pass. But Haywood, I thought, was playing in a position where he was supposed to come out there and get a hand up for Kevin Durant. I think Haywood just missed it. There's no way that Carlisle, as smart as he is going to allow Jason Terry to cover Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant's 6'10". There's no way he's going to let Jason Terry cover him on the perimeter. I think Haywood missed an assignment to get out there and get a hand up and make it a difficult shot because it was a wide-open three-point shot. This guy is the two-time defending scoring champion in the NBA. You can't let him take a wide-open three-point shot. You can't let him take a wide-open half-court shot.
But Rodney, it wasn't two players going to take the shot. Westbrook and Durant. Those are two guys you do cover.
Right.
Anybody else, I would let them take the shot.
But I saw,
those are two guys you just do not let get open.
I saw Jason Terry sticking Westbrook out there, but Haywood, I thought, was supposed to rotate out there and get a hand up for Durant. He didn't even make it out there.
Yeah, and whoever catches the inbound ball is your man. You understand what I'm saying?
Right, with 1.4 left.
That's
right.
Everybody's man. That's everybody's man. 1 second on the clock. You know, he's in there. He can't pass. He has to shoot. You know, he has to shoot. He can't pass the ball. Passing the ball would cost 1 second off the clock. But I thought, all in all, I give him a B+. A B-. Because I did see, like I said, vintage of, you know, Dallas Mavericks basketball. I got to commend Coach Carlisle for a great rotation job. He did find a couple of lineups that did work.
Yeah, I saw some improvements, and we'll get into that next. Let's take a quick break. Again, the Mavs lose a tough game in Oklahoma City, 104-102, after Kevin Durant, superstar Durant, makes a clutch 3-point long-range shot to win the game. Goes for 30 points tonight. We'll get into the stats for each player and get behind the numbers. Also look at what we liked in the game and what we did not like, and set you guys up for tomorrow night when the Mavericks come back home 0-3 to take on the Raptors. You listen to the Mavs Talk, the Mavericks postgame show by RFSportsRadio.com.
Rockin' Roy Fisher giving you in-depth analysis of every Dallas Mavericks home game. This is
Deep End Radio.
Happy holidays from Deep End Media.
My name is Dale Pazinski. I'm 19 years old, and this is how I live United. I've always been kind of a computer geek, and I found a way to use those skills to help the homeless in my community. For people facing hard times, computer skills and a basic resume are so
important. Blasting you with Cutting Edge Radio.
This is Deep End Radio.
www.deependmedia.net.
Do you know what that is? That's the sound of your classmate forwarding a picture from your profile to everyone he knows. A college student downloading all your pictures to his hard drive. A teacher wondering what you were thinking. Some guys posting graphic comments about your body and what they do with it. Your neighbor printing out your latest pictures for his collection. A man spending some alone time with your picture while no one else is around. And worst of all, your dad seeing a photo of you topless, all because of the time you posted those pictures on your profile. Anything you post online, anyone can see. Family, friends, and even not-so-friendly people. So think before you post. For more information, visit www.cybertipline.com.
This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Justice, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, and the Ad Council.
This is Deep End Radio, giving you cutting edge talk.
Do you realize how many hundreds of thousands of people would have to be complicit to pull off a conspiracy of that nature?
Edinburgh has to make Pat. They have to do something different.
Right.
And they have to do something that they've never done before.
Yeah, you gotta change it up.
You have to take that chance.
Onside kick it coming out.
Yeah, I mean, something.
And just in the time that even Dirk Nowitzki was here, so much has happened with this team from 2006 and losing to the Heat in 4 straight games to 1-and-done the year after that and all the stuff that's happening in the playoffs, but they got it done this time.
And cutting edge music.
Let's go! Cause I'm feeling like I'm running and I'm feeling like I gotta get away, but I know that I don't.
I'ma buy cars, I'ma get clothes, I'ma rock jewels, I'ma long flow.
Back in the day, it's the only station
that gives you the best of both worlds.
This is Deep End Radio.
DeepEndMedia.net.
They're playing back. We'll
This is Rock Fisher with DeepBandMedia.net, letting you guys know one thing that you need to know this holiday season is that the NBA is back. That's right, the NBA is back in action starting Christmas Day, December 25th. Make sure you tune in for pre and post game. We're going to take you guys inside the locker room for the Dallas Mavericks as they try to repeat their championship and give you interviews and updates from all the NBA stars from across the league. Do not miss it right here on DeepBandMedia.net as we take you guys to the NBA and NBA action.
They're playing basketball. They're playing basketball.
www.deepbandmedia.net.
Hey, this is Roy B from the Dallas Mavericks, and you listen to Our Sports Radio.
This is the RF Sports Show.
Rock and Voice Fisher together, talking nothing but the hottest topics in sport.
Live and on Deep End Radio.
To the Dallas Mavericks post game show.
Rock and Voice Fisher giving you in-depth analysis of every Dallas Mavericks home game. This is
Deep End Radio.
Back here live for the Mavericks postgame show, Mavs Talk, here on DeepBandMedia.net. Make sure you guys check us out each and every game the Mavericks this season. We're going to be following all games. We've been here from the start. We were here for last year when they won the championship, a much different team this year. So, Royce, let's go inside the numbers and look at the Mavs numbers first. But before I do that, listen to Kevin Durant's stat line from tonight. 30 points, 11 rebounds, 6 assists, 1 steal, and 2 blocks.
Typical Kevin Durant.
I mean,
it's like he didn't have that missed period during the summer and off season. And you know, he did play all year. He loaded up the band. He's in great shape.
Russell Westbrook went for 16 points tonight. Also, Serge Ibaka had 16, and Kendrick Perkins had 7. Off the bench, James Harden, a guy that could start on probably any team. I mean, if you want to consider him a bench player, you can, but he's got to be a pure candidate for Sixth Man of the Year this year. 15 points, had a plus 22 rating, which means they make about 22 points when he's in the game. Played 35 minutes tonight off the bench. Those are starter-type minutes.
All right. And the Mavericks have played better, too. We're getting into that. But let's look up at the Mavs up until this point.
Yeah, let's look at the actual. Let's get inside the numbers first before we get to the Mavs overall. And let's look at the stat line for Dirk Nowitzki. Dirk had 29 points tonight, 9 of 17 shooting, 1 from 4 for 3-point line. Did make all his free throws, went 10 for 10 from the free throw line, had 10 rebounds and 4 assists. What can you say about Dirk's game tonight? He did have a pretty good game, you know, stat-wise.
Dirk had a great game tonight. They wouldn't have been in this game at all without Dirk. But you could tell, fatigue kicked in. He had to sit him on the bench, you know, pretty much the last 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he came late. But other than that, Dirk had a great game.
He did play 39 minutes.
And Dirk has been the most consistent player. He had 20 against the game against Denver, and he had 21 against Miami. So, you know, they have to get that from Dirk every night. He plays just about.
Sean Marion put in 31 minutes. Of course, has a fractured left pinky finger on the non-shooting hand. Had only 8 points tonight. Went 4 for 11. Had 6 rebounds, though, and 1 assist and also 2 steals. A decent stat line for Sean Marion, although you'd like to him contribute a lot more offensively. But having 6 rebounds is not a bad night for him.
No, it's not, and that's somewhat of an improvement because, but you know, he's been hurt. You know, he had only 2 points against Denver, which was a bad game. He had 12 against Miami, so you know, it's not much to improve. We got to get more out of Sean Marion, and you're right, he has to get healthy. And you know, rebounding was better, but you know, the Mavericks were better last year as far as second chance shots and clean up around the board. Yeah, you know, that was Sean Marion's job.
Yeah.
And he has to do that for this team this year.
Let's take a caller real quick. Got a caller calling again, and I'll identify you by the last 4 digits of your phone number. Caller 1749. You're live on Mavs Talk. We're talking Mavs losing to the Thunder.
What's going on, man? This is, who,
Hoop Talk 365.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Doing good.
Good, good. Now, Hoop Talk 365, you guys can follow him on Twitter at Hoop Talk 365. And if anybody knows Hoops, if you want to trust someone that knows Hoop, this man definitely does. Let me ask you, sir, you saw the game tonight. What did you think about the performance of the Mavericks? They did play better than they had the last two games, although they did let Kevin Durant get that wide-open shot. Hello, you still there? I think we may have lost the caller. Royce, we still got you on, correct?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
We just missed Hoop Talk 365. If you're listening, call back in. We'll get you back on with us. Let's go to more of the numbers here. Delonte West started the game tonight, had 15 points, played 23 minutes, went 5 for 10, shot 50%. And also put up 4 rebounds, 6 assists, and 2 steals. Delonte West is really kind of fitting into that starting role, I think.
Yeah, he's coming on. You can tell he's been out of shape. These guys must play much better. I don't know what kind of practice they had or call I did to them. But that's a big improvement of Delonte West. Now, he did have a good game against Miami. He had 10. But he only scored 2 points against Denver. So, that's a big improvement for him. That's, 12 points out of 2 games. We got to get more out of Delonte West.
Now, I think we have Hoop Talk 365 back on. Are you back on with us?
Yeah, I'm back on. I think it was a Durant 3-pointer knocking me out of here.
That's been happening lately.
What a shot.
Now, I'm going to ask you, I was asking you about what you thought about the Mavs play tonight. Of course, they get the tough loss. They go 0-3. But you had to see some things tonight that you liked compared to the first two games.
Yeah, well, they seem to play with a little more motivation tonight. Definitely got, good effort out of Dirk. Haywood, he's starting to show some signs. But, again, I think it's a mental problem here with the Mavs right now. They're losing. They lost Tyson, lost some other key components to that team. We're really excited. We really want to see what they do tomorrow in Toronto.
Yeah, I mean, they've got to get a win. That's all it is right now. They've got to get a win. I thought they had a good chance to get a quality win against Oklahoma City Thunder, but you can't leave Kevin Durant wide open, not even from the half-court line. You can't leave this man wide open. I thought Haywood should have rotated out there and put his hand up and give him a lot tougher shot than what he had because, you can't leave Terry out there to guard the perimeter, to guard Westbrook and Kevin Durant at the same time.
No. You have Harden out there. Pretty hard team to defend.
Yeah.
Very hard.
And, you have to be impressed with the way Bahimi played tonight. If he can improve week to week, that'd be a great asset to this team.
The only thing about Bahimi, he had 9 points tonight, but he only had 2 rebounds. I think, if he's going to play more minutes, play 21 minutes tonight, Haywood played 23. He only had 5 rebounds. I think someone's got to get a double. We got to get a double digit rebounder, like we had with Tyson.
At least one.
At least one of them's got to get in there and play dirty. I thought Sean Williams, seeing how he played at the end of the Nuggets game, would have more of an impact.
He
only played 4 minutes tonight, though.
Yeah, 4 minutes. So I think Carlisle's rethinking the Sean Williams idea.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at the past history, I don't put too much faith or too much stock in Sean Williams.
Yeah, he's a pretty erratic player. But he's fun to watch, though. I mean, he looks like that guy on what's that show that the Earl show? He's just like that guy.
Yeah, right. But, his problem is he gets out of control and he gets into foul trouble real early. So you can't get a lot of minutes out of him, and that's the bad thing about him. You can't get a lot of minutes out of him because he stays in foul trouble.
Now, we're being joined, graciously being joined by Hoop Talk 365. You guys can follow him on Twitter at Hoop Talk 365. And this guy's on top of it for any NBA team, especially the Mavericks.
Night and day.
You're right. Night and day. He's on Twitter more than we are.
It's right through his veins, NBA.
Exactly. Let me ask you, though, looking at the Mavericks, do you think that the way they're comprised, the way they're built, and specifically their new players. You saw them trust Vince Carter, who had 8 points tonight, to shoot a 3-pointer to win a game. Dirk gave him the ball. You saw Lamar Odom. He's still struggling. 2-for-11 tonight, went 1-for-10 in the Nuggets game, only had 4 points tonight. How are these guys going to fit in? When are we going to expect them to catch up to speed, and when can we see this team be what they can be, or is this a team that we can expect the rest of the season?
No, I think the Mavs get together. They right now they're struggling trying to gel. Vince Carter, it's almost like a game by game with Vince Carter. He only played 16 minutes tonight, so how can you expect too much from him? He does suffer from some knee tendonitis, which kind of is my main concern. And then Lamar Odom doesn't really fit on this team, I'm sorry.
You don't think he fits at all?
I do not. No, I don't think he really fits on this team. But, you know, we'll see what happens with him. He will get into the Carlisle system.
I agree he's not fitting now. You can tell by the look on his face and his demeanor that he's really not into it yet. I think he's still kind of pissed about that. But if y'all remember last year, and I'm not getting worried right away because last year this team started out, you know, with 4 losses.
No, they started out pretty good last season. Now, the season they won 67 games.
Yeah, they started out 4-4. But, you know, they can start off like with 3 losses, and it doesn't bother me because if they continue to gel, if they play, continue to improve on what they did tonight, you know, we can see a pretty good team out on the floor.
Yeah, there's nothing to be concerned about. It's definitely just a lot to talk about. But I think they do get a W tomorrow, Toronto.
And what happens if they don't? That's the big thing. If they don't get the W tomorrow, what's going to happen then?
Oh, wow. They don't win tomorrow. They're going to be facing a pretty tough Minnesota team on Sunday.
Yeah, and that's what's going to be a good game as well, too.
And then who you play again after that? Oklahoma City.
Oklahoma City.
I have a question for you guys. There are 3 undefeated teams, Portland, Oklahoma City, and Miami. What do you think about Portland coming out the gate 2-0?
Portland is one of
that's
my
surprises.
Yeah, they're going to be very good. Nicholas Batum, man, there's a lot to say about that guy. He's really playing basketball.
Right. And I'm surprised to see them come out. You know, I didn't expect that out of them. But you're right. I think this season is still with a lot of sleeper teams.
Let me ask you,
I think the West is pretty much wide open.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to ask you about. Before we let you go, I want to pick your NBA brain real quick about the team the Mavericks lost to, the Oklahoma City Thunder. A lot's been made today, especially about can Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook coexist? Because Westbrook, of course, you can extend him this year. And I think the Oklahoma City Thunder, if they're smart, they will, and keep those two together. But these guys are just young guys, and they're fiery guys. I mean, Westbrook is, what, 23? You know,
right.
These guys are young guys. I think they can coexist. I think if the Thunder are smart, they'll keep this team the way it is.
Well, you know, even if they lost Westbrook, they got 2 other guys on the bench that can come out and play just as good as Westbrook under control. But Westbrook is a big shot guy, you know.
He's an emotional
guy. Yeah, he's emotional, calling luck. But, you know, he hurts him and he helps.
Yeah, I'd like to see Westbrook. I'd like to see Oklahoma City just kind of step away from Westbrook. He is on his last year of his contract. I wouldn't mind seeing a Nash on this Oklahoma City team.
That's interesting. Wow. Now, Nash will do one thing. He will pass the ball.
Yeah. It wouldn't lose much. It'd be a win-now situation. And then they'd be able to, next year for AC, Oklahoma City would have a lot to play with.
Yeah, they'd be able to kind of make a push.
Hayden and Durant is not a bad combination either.
Not at all.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. Go ahead and let everybody know that's listening, man, how they can stay in contact with you and get all your expertise at any time.
Yeah, you can get me a Hoop Talk 365. Used to be Take It to the Hoop. We're now Hoop Talk 365. Hit me up on Twitter. Check out the website. I'm working on a blog right now. Love the Hoops. Follow me. I'll follow you back. And, you know, we can talk NBA.
All right. And you guys will be hearing from him a lot throughout the season, man. He'll be joining us for some of the Mavs postgame shows. And thank you again for calling, man. Again, my apologies for last night. As you probably guys tuned in last night, we had a little club action going.
Yeah, I checked it out, too. I got my jam on.
Oh, did you? Okay.
No problem.
But, again, tune in. Catch us tomorrow night after the Raptors game. Hopefully, we'll be talking about a win. That was Hoop Talk 365. Make sure you follow them on Twitter. Let's take a quick break, guys. When we come back, we'll wrap this thing up. We'll talk about them, the Mavericks going up against the Toronto Raptors on tomorrow, a game that we'll be at. You're listening to the Mavericks postgame show, Mavs Talk, with RFSportsRadio.com.
Rockin' Roy Fisher giving you in-depth analysis of every Dallas Mavericks home game.
This is Deep In Radio.
We want to thank you
for spending your radio money with us.
If we don't deliver you cutting-edge entertainment, then the next hour is free of charge.
This is Deep In Radio.
DeepInMedia.net.
The Wendy Schofield Show.
Virgo, and my name is Wendy.
I like a man who knows how to court a woman, a man who loves God, a strong man, a real man. And if you fit this description, come with me.
Float on. Float on. Float on.
Leo, I'm Floyd. I love a woman who is independent, thought-provoking, and willing to satisfy me. Full of fire and desire, and if this is you, float on.
Float, float on.
Come on, come on, come on, baby.
Float on, float on.
Float with Paul, y'all.
Float, float on. Come on, baby.
Y'all crazy.
The Wendy Schofield Show.
Right here on Deep In Media. It's the Vince Tucker Radio Show.
Good morning to you.
Hello, Mr. Jenkins. How are you?
I say good morning to you.
Hi.
How are you doing, son?
I am fantastic.
Wow.
Yes, my hair is down today, but when I am fixed up, you might want to watch out.
This ain't
nothing you want to record.
I ain't got my glasses in, baby. I ain't got my suspenders on either. Oh, my God. I'm coming up here just to say hello to the Vincent Tucker Radio Show.
You have snuff in your mouth?
Nah, don't you worry about what I got in my mouth, little boy. What they call you, young heartbreak?
It's the heartbreaker, Vincent Tucker, with Miss Keena,
Yellow Star,
and comedian Sable Rhymes.
Only on Deep In Radio. Two guys talking sports
from a fan's perspective.
I just like what Carolina's putting together. I mean, their quarterback is better than Chad Henne.
So would you say at the end of the season that you're willing to say Carolina's going to have a better record than the Dolphins?
I think so. I think Carolina will have a better record than the Dolphins because the Dolphins have a tougher division in the AFC East.
So are we taping this? Okay, so yeah, end of the season, I want to go back to that one because I'm not buying. Cam Newton is good, but I'm not buying him as a quarterback as far as leading them to the promised land or winning season. I'm not buying it.
It's Rocket Voice Fisher.
This is the RF Sports Show.
Coming at you twice a week, only on
Deep End Media,
Cutting Edge Entertainment.
On air, online, and on Twitter and Facebook. Log on to twitter.com/deepinradio to follow us.
And like us on our Facebook fan page.
This is
Deep In Radio.
This is the RF Sports Show.
Rock and Voice Fisher together talking nothing but the hottest topics in sports.
Live and on Deep In Radio. Roy Fisher giving you in-depth analysis of every Dallas Mavericks home game.
This is Deep In Radio.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Mavericks postgame show. We had a call from Hoop Talk 365. Make sure you got.